Sec. 3606, bonding requirement. In general, the secretary shall require a foreign labor contractor to post a bond in an amount sufficient to ensure the ability of the foreign labor contractor to discharge its responsibilities and to ensure protection of workers, including wages. B. Regulations. The secretary, by regulation, shall establish the conditions under which the bond amount is determined, paid, and forfeited. C. Relationship to other remedies. The bond requirements and forfeiture of the bond under this section shall be in addition to other remedies under 3610 or any other law. Sec. 3607. Maintenance of lists. In general, the secretary shall maintain 1. A list of all foreign labor contractors registered under this subsection, including the countries from which the contractors recruit, b. the employers for whom the contractors recruit, c. the visa categories and occupations for which the contractors recruit, and d. the states where recruited workers are employed, and 2. A list of all foreign labor contractors whose certificate of registration the secretary has revoked. E. Updates. Availability. The secretary shall 1. Update the lists required by subsection A on an ongoing basis, not less frequently than every 6 months, and 2. Make such lists publicly available, including through continuous publication on internet websites and in written format and on the websites of United States embassies in the official language of that country. C. Interagency availability. The secretary shall share the information described in subsection A with the Secretary of State. Sec. 3608. Amendment to the Immigration and Nationality Act. Section 214(8) U.S.C. 1184 is amended by adding at the end the following: S. A visa shall not be issued under the subparagraph AIIII, but only for domestic servants described in clause I or E of Section 274A.12C17 of Title 8, Code of Federal Regulations as in effect on December 4, 2007, GVHALQRRW of Section 101A15 until the consular officer 1. Has provided 10. Reviewed with the applicant in the APPLICANTS language or language the applicant understands a copy of the information and resources pamphlet required by Section 202 of the William Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008 U.S.C. 1375b, and 2. Has reviewed and made a part of the visa filed foreign labor recruiter disclosures required by Section 3602 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, including whether the foreign labor recruiter is registered pursuant to that section. Sec. 3609. Responsibilities of Secretary of State. In general, the Secretary of State shall ensure that each United States diplomatic mission has a person who shall be responsible for receiving information from any worker who has been subject to violations of this subtitle. B. Provision of information. The responsible person referred to in subsection A shall ensure that the information received is provided to the Department of Justice, the Department of Labor, or any other relevant federal agency. C. Mechanisms. The Attorney General and the Secretary shall ensure that there is a mechanism for any actions that need to be taken in response to information received under subsection A. D. Assistance from foreign government. The person designated for receiving information pursuant to subsection A is strongly encouraged to coordinate with governments and civil society organizations in the countries of origin to ensure the worker receives additional support. E. Maintenance and availability of information. The Secretary of State shall ensure that consulates maintain information regarding the identities of foreign labor contractors and employers to whom the foreign labor contractors supply workers. The Secretary of State shall make such information publicly available in written form and online, including on the websites of United States embassies in the official language of that country. F. Annual public disclose. The Secretary of State shall make publicly available online, on an annual basis, data disclosing the gender, country of origin and state, if available, date of birth, wage, level of training, and occupation category, disaggregated by job and by visa category and subcategory. Sec. 3610. Enforcement provisions. The complaints and investigations. The Secretary 1. Shall establish a process for the receipt, investigation, and disposition of complaints filed by any person, including complaints respecting a foreign labor contractor's compliance with this subtitle, and 2. Either pursuant to the process required by paragraph 1 or otherwise may investigate employers or foreign labor contractors, including actions occurring in a foreign country, as necessary to determine compliance with this subtitle. The enforcement. 1. In general, a worker who believes that he or she has suffered a violation of this subtitle may seek relief from an employer by filing a complaint with the secretary within 3 years after the date on which the violation occurred or date on which the employee became aware of the violation. Or, b. If the secretary has not issued a final decision within 120 days of the filing of the complaint and there is no showing that such delay is due to the bad faith of the claimant, bringing an action at law or equity for de novo review in the appropriate district court of the United States, which shall have jurisdiction over such an action without regard to the amount in controversy. 2. Procedure. A. In general, unless otherwise provided herein, a complaint under paragraph 1A shall be governed under the rules and procedures set forth in paragraphs 1 and 2A of section 42,121B of Title 49 United States Code. The exception notification of a complaint under paragraph 1A shall be made to each person or entity named in the complaint as a defendant and to the employer. C. Statute of limitations. An action filed in the District Court of the United States under paragraph 1B shall be commenced not later than 180 days after the last day of the 120-day period referred to in that paragraph. T. Jury trial. A party to an action brought under paragraph 1B shall be entitled to trial by jury. C. Administrative enforcement. 1. In general, if the Secretary finds, after notice and an opportunity for hearing, any foreign labor contractor or employer failed to comply with any of the requirements of this subtitle, the Secretary may impose the following against such contractor or employer. A fine in an amount not more than $10,000 per violation. And B. Upon occasion of a third violation or failure to comply with representations, a fine of not more than $25,000 per violation. T. Authority to ensure compliance. The Secretary is authorized to take other such actions, including issuing subpoenas and seeking appropriate injunctive relief and recovery of damages as may be necessary to assure compliance with the terms and conditions of this subtitle. E. Bonding pursuant to the bonding requirement in Section 3606. Bond liquidation and forfeitures shall be in addition to other remedies under this section or any other law. F. Civil action. 1. In general, the Secretary or any person aggrieved by a violation of this subtitle may bring a civil action against any foreign labor contractor that does not meet the requirements under subsection G2 in any court of competent jurisdiction. 8. To seek remedial action, including injunctive relief. B. To recover damages on behalf of any worker harmed by a violation of this subsection. And C. To ensure compliance with requirements of this section. 2. Actions by the Secretary of Homeland Security. A. Sums recovered. Any sums recovered by the Secretary on behalf of the worker under paragraph 1 or through liquidation of the bond held pursuant to section 3606 shall be held in a special deposit account and shall be paid on order of the Secretary directly to each worker affected. Any such sums not paid to worker because of inability to do so within a period of 5 years shall be credited as an offsetting collection to the appropriations account of the Secretary for expenses for the administration of this section and shall remain available to the Secretary until expended or may be used for enforcement of the laws within the jurisdiction of the Wage and Hour Division or may be transferred to the Secretary of Health and Human Services for the purpose of providing support to programs that provide assistance to victims of trafficking in persons or other exploited persons. The Secretary shall work with any attorney or organization representing workers to locate workers owed sums under this section. B. Representation except as provided in Section 518A of Title 28 United States Code. The Attorney General may appear for and represent the Secretary in any civil litigation brought under this paragraph. All such litigation shall be subject to the direction and control of the Attorney General. 3. Actions by individuals. A. Award if the court finds in a civil action filed by an individual under this section that the defendant has violated any provision of this subtitle or any regulation issued pursuant to this subtitle, the court may award I. damages up to and including an amount equal to the amount of actual damages and statutory damages of up to $1,000 per plaintiff per violation or other equitable relief, except that with respect to statutory damages, I. multiple infractions of a single provision of this subtitle or of the regulation under this subtitle shall constitute only one violation for purposes of Section 3602(8) to determine the amount of statutory damages due a plaintiff, and I. if such complaint is certified as a class action, the court may award damages up to an amount equal to the amount of actual damages, and B. statutory damages of not more than the lesser of up to $1,000 per class member per violation or up to $500,000, and other equitable relief, A. reasonable attorney's fees and costs, and II. such other and further relief, including declaratory and injunctive relief, as necessary to effectuate the purposes of this subtitle. B. Criteria in determining the amount of statutory damages to be awarded under subparagraph A. The court is authorized to consider whether an attempt was made to resolve issues in dispute before the resort to litigation. C. Bond to satisfy the damages, fees, and costs found owing under this clause. The Secretary shall release as much of the bond held pursuant to Section 3606 as necessary. T. Appeal. Any civil action brought under this section shall be subject to appeal as provided in Chapter 83 of Title 28, United States Code 28 U.S.C. 1291 et sec. Access to Legal Services Corporation. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Legal Services Corporation and recipients of its funding may provide legal assistance on behalf of any alien with respect to any provision of this subtitle. G. Agency Liability. 1. In general, begin in 180 days after the Secretary has promulgated regulations pursuant to Section 3605C, an employer who retains the services of a foreign labor contractor shall only use those foreign labor contractors who are registered under Section 3605. 2. Safe harbor. An employer shall not have any liability under this section if the employer hires workers referred by a foreign labor contractor that has a valid registration with the department pursuant to Section 3604. 3. Liability for agents, foreign labor contractors, shall be subject to the provisions of this section for violations committed by the foreign labor contractors agents or subcontractees of any level in relation to their foreign labor contracting activity to the same extent as if the foreign labor contractor had committed the violation. It's retaliation. 1. In general, no person shall intimidate, threaten, restrain, coerce, discharge, or in any other manner discriminate or retaliate against any worker or their family members, including a former employee or an applicant for employment, because such worker disclosed information to any person that the worker reasonably believes evidences a violation of this section or any rule or regulation pertaining to this section, including seeking legal assistance of counsel or cooperating with an investigation or other proceeding concerning compliance with this section or any rule or regulation pertaining to this section. 2. Enforcement. An individual who is subject to any conduct described in paragraph 1 may, in a civil action, recover appropriate relief, including reasonable attorney's fees and costs, with respect to that violation. Any civil action under this subparagraph shall be stayed during the pendency of any criminal action arising out of the violation. A waiver of rights agreements by employees purporting to waive or to modify their rights under this subtitle shall be void as contrary to public policy. J. Presence during pendency of actions. 1. In general, if other immigration relief is not available, the Attorney General and the Secretary shall grant advance parole to permit a non-immigrant to remain legally in the United States for time sufficient to fully and effectively participate in all legal proceedings related to any action taken pursuant to this section. 2. Regulations not later than 180 days after the date of enactment of this Act, the Secretary shall promulgate regulations to carry out paragraph 1, section 3611, detecting and preventing child trafficking. The Secretary shall mandate the live training of all U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel who are likely to come into contact with unaccompanied alien children. Such training shall incorporate the services of child welfare professionals with expertise in culturally competent, trauma-centered, and developmentally appropriate interviewing skills to assist U.S. Customs and Border Protection in the screening of children attempting to enter the United States. Section 3612, Protecting Child Trafficking Victims, a short title. This section may be cited as the Child Trafficking Victim Protection Act. The defined term in this section, the term unaccompanied alien children, has the meaning given such term in section 462 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002, 6 U.S.C. 279. C. Care and transportation. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary shall ensure that all unaccompanied alien children who will undergo any immigration proceedings before the Department or the Executive Office for Immigration Review are duly transported and placed in the care and legal and physical custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, not later than 72 hours after their apprehension, absent exceptional circumstances, including a natural disaster or comparable emergency, beyond the control of the Secretary or the Office of Refugee Resettlement. The Secretary, to the extent practicable, shall ensure that female officers are continuously present during the transfer and transport of female detainees who are in the custody of the Department. Dequalified resources. 1. In general, the Secretary shall provide adequately trained and qualified staff and resources, including the accommodation of child welfare officials in accordance with subsection E at U.S. Customs and Border Protection ports of entry and stations. 2. Child welfare professionals. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, in consultation with the Secretary, shall hire, on a full or part-time basis, child welfare professionals who will provide assistance, either in person or by other appropriate methods of communication, in not fewer than 7 of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection offices or stations with the largest number of unaccompanied alien child apprehensions in the previous fiscal year. Child welfare professionals. 1. In general, the Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, shall ensure that qualified child welfare professionals with expertise in culturally competent, trauma-centered, and developmentally appropriate interviewing skills are available at each major port of entry described in subsection D. 2. Duties. Child welfare professionals described in paragraph 1 shall develop guidelines for treatment of unaccompanied alien children in the custody of the Department. B. Conduct screening of all unaccompanied alien children in accordance with Section 235A4 of the William Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008, 8 U.S.C. 1232A4. C. Notify the Department and the Office of Refugee Resettlement of children that potentially meet the notification and transfer requirements set forth in subsections A and B of Section 235 of such Act, 8 U.S.C. 1232. T. Interview adult relatives accompanying unaccompanied alien children. E. Provide an initial family relationship and trafficking assessment and recommendations regarding unaccompanied alien children's initial placements to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which shall be conducted in accordance with the time frame set forth in subsections A4 and B3 of Section 235 of such Act, 8 U.S.C. 1232. And F. Ensure that each unaccompanied alien child in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection receives emergency medical care when necessary. A. Receives emergency medical and mental health care that complies with the standards adopted pursuant to Section 80 of the Prison Rape Elimination Act of 2003, 42 U.S.C. 15607c, whenever necessary, including in cases in which a child is at risk to harm himself, herself, or others. II. Is provided with climate-appropriate clothing. Choose basic personal hygiene and sanitary products, a pillow, linens, and sufficient blankets to rest at a comfortable temperature. If. Receives adequate nutrition. V. Enjoys a safe and sanitary living environment. V. Has access to daily recreational programs and activities if held for a period longer than 24 hours. II. Has access to legal services and consular officials. And V. Is permitted to make supervised phone calls to family members. 3. Final determinations. The Office of Refugee Resettlement, in accordance with applicable policies and procedures for sponsors, shall submit final determinations on family relationships to the Secretary, who shall consider such adult relatives for community-based support alternatives to detention. 4. Brief or not later than 18 months after the date of enactment of this Act, and annually thereafter, the Secretary shall submit a report to Congress that describes the screening procedures used by the child welfare professionals to screen unaccompanied alien children. B. Assesses the effectiveness of such screenings. And C. Includes data on all unaccompanied alien children who were screened by child welfare professionals. F. Immediate notification. The Secretary shall notify the Office of Refugee Resettlement of an unaccompanied alien child in the custody of the department as soon as practicable, but generally not later than 48 hours after the department encounters the child, to effectively and efficiently coordinate the CHILD's transfer to and placement with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. G. Notice of rights and right to access to counsel. 1. In general, the Secretary shall ensure that all unaccompanied alien children, upon apprehension, are provided an interview and screening with a child welfare professional described in subsection E1, and B. An orientation and oral and written notice of their rights under the Immigration and Nationality Act, including A. Their right to relief from removal. A. Their right to confer with counsel as guaranteed under Section 292 of such Act. 8 U.S.C. 1362. Family or friends while in the temporary custody of the department. And II. Relevant complaint mechanisms to report any abuse or misconduct they may have experienced. 2. Languages. The Secretary shall ensure that the video orientation and written notice of rights described in paragraph 1 is available in English and in the 5 most common native languages spoken by the unaccompanied children held in custody at that location during the preceding fiscal year. And B. The oral notice of rights is available in English and in the most common native language spoken by the unaccompanied children held in custody at that location during the preceding fiscal year. H. Confidentiality. The Secretary of Health and Human Services shall maintain the privacy and confidentiality of all information gathered in the course of providing care, custody, placement, and follow-up services to unaccompanied alien children, consistent with the best interest of the unaccompanied alien child, by not disclosing such information to other government agencies or non-parental third parties unless such disclosure is 1. Recorded in writing and placed in the CHILDS file. 2. In the CHILDS best interest. And 3. Authorized by the child or by an approved sponsor in accordance with Section 235 of the William Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008, 8 U.S.C. 1232, and the Health Insurance Affordability and Accountability Act, Public Law 104-191, R.B. provided to a duly recognized law enforcement entity to prevent imminent and serious harm to another individual. Other policies and procedures. The Secretary shall adopt fundamental child protection policies and procedures. 1. For reliable age determinations of children developed in consultation with medical and child welfare experts, which exclude the use of fallible forensic testing of CHILDRENS bone and teeth. 2. To utilize all legal authorities to defer the CHILDS removal if the child faces a risk of life-threatening harm upon return, including due to the CHILDS mental health or medical condition. And 3. To ensure, in accordance with the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act of 1974, 42 U.S.C. 5601 et sec., that unaccompanied alien children while in detention are physically separated from any adult who is not an immediate family member, and B. Separated from immigration detainees and inmates with criminal convictions, A. Pre-trial inmates facing criminal prosecution, and II. Inmates exhibiting violent behavior, J. Repatriation and Reintegration Program. 1. In general, the Administrator of the United States Agency for International Development, in conjunction with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Attorney General, international organizations, and non-governmental organizations in the United States with expertise in repatriation and reintegration, shall create a multi-year program to develop and implement best practices and sustainable programs in the United States and within the country of return to ensure the safe and sustainable repatriation and reintegration of unaccompanied alien children into their country of nationality or of last habitual residence, in including placement with their families, legal guardians, or other sponsoring agencies, to report on repatriation and reintegration of unaccompanied alien children not later than 18 months after the date of enactment of this act, and annually thereafter. The Administrator of the Agency for International Development shall submit a substantive report to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives on efforts to improve repatriation and reintegration programs for unaccompanied alien children. A. Transfer of funds. 1. Authorization. The Secretary, in accordance with a written agreement between the Secretary and the Secretary of Health and Human Services, shall transfer such amounts as may be necessary to carry out the duties described in subsection F2 from amounts appropriated for U.S. Customs and Border Protection to the Department of Health and Human Services, to report not later than 15 days before any proposed transfer. Under paragraph 1, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, in consultation with the Secretary, shall submit a detailed expenditure plan that describes the actions proposed to be taken with amounts transferred under such paragraph to a. The Committee on Appropriations of the Senate, and b. The Committee on Appropriations of the House of Representatives, Sec. 3613, Rule of Construction. Nothing in this subtitle shall be construed to preempt or alter any other rights or remedies, including any causes of action available under any other federal or state law.